Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories and ideas that, for one reason or other, didn't make it into the show. In the last episode, Roads to Nowhere, we found ourselves circling a small, concreted patch of England on the southern boundary of Yorkshire, known as the Stocksbridge Bypass. This seemingly unassuming stretch of road is considered by some to be the most haunted in all of the UK. Often, when we describe something as haunted, what we are actually referring to is the suggestion of presence. The idea that something, beyond our usual modes of perception, has become attached to ourselves or a place. Occasionally, we might consider this something to possess an agency of malicious intent towards us. More frequently, however, claimed sightings, like those seen near the Stocksbridge Bypass, are benign, appearing more like visual echoes of the past that play out in front of us before fading from view. In this sense, we might consider such an occurrence not as a random event, but rather as a continual re-emergence of the past, kept alive and sustained by those who claim to bear witness to it. In some ways, it is irrelevant as to whether those sightings exist in their own right, whether they are images somehow projected from our subconscious and psychically brought to life, or whether they are pure fictions of the mind. What remains is the undeniable sense of presence, invoking hidden landscapes, atmospheres, and of course, the dead. Such elements of presence are fated to linger until the moment that there is nothing left to observe them. Or, God forbid, if such things do have agency, are fated to linger indefinitely. It is common to talk about ghost sightings as occurring in liminal spaces, areas where the boundaries of the spaces we occupy, both physically and figuratively, begin to blur. How fitting, then, that a bypass should be the location of so many apparent spectral sightings. The bypass is by definition a liminal space, a place clearly distinct from both the relatively natural space beyond and the urban clusters from which it seeks to divert you. The city bypass, in a sense, becomes a border symbolizing the point of transition between the planned and curated environment of the modern and the purity and unconstructed essence of nature. At a stretch, you might also consider that such liminal spaces invite a blurring between what is real and what is not. It is the sort of place, perhaps, where, at the moment of journeying through, you might find that station you were just hearing so clearly on the radio, now begins to crackle and hiss as the signal becomes weaker and weaker, before finally giving way to the eerie blanket static of white noise. It is a theme played out to mesmerizing effect by Andrei Tarkovsky in his 1972 cinematic masterpiece, Solaris. The film is an adaptation of Stanislav Lem's novel of the same name, that at its heart is an examination of the relationship between the real and the imaginary, and the relative merits of these ultimately not so distinct and irreconcilable states. Early in the film, we join cosmonaut Henry Breton for 4.5 hypnotic minutes as he is ferried along the highway of some nondescript futuristic cityscape. As the scenery drifts in and out from monochrome to colour, accompanied by the beeps and whirs of Edward Artemyev's sublime electronic score, there is the distinct feeling of a landscape shifting before our eyes, while simultaneously remaining recognizable throughout. There is the sense that perhaps what we are seeing can no longer be trusted. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Roads or pathways in general are a recurring motif of psychogeography, as exemplified in perhaps one of the more well-known psychogeographic texts of recent times, London Orbital by Ian Sinclair. The book charts Sinclair's pilgrimage of ritual purpose to experience London anew in all its arcane and sprawling glory, using the London Orbital, or the M25 to give it its functional label, as a disruptive prism through which to view it. Psychogeography, an idea that has its foundations in the French Situationist movement, was defined in 1955 by Situationist pioneer Guy Debord as the study of the precise laws and specific effects of the geographical environment, consciously organized or not, on the emotions and behavior of individuals. The idea was a reaction to capitalism and the way in which the system of capitalism dictates the physical landscape around us. A phenomena perhaps most explicitly realized in cities through the construction of functional zones. A concept first proposed by modernist architects such as Le Corbusier back in the 1930s. As author Will Wiles notes, writing for the digital magazine Aeon, the functional zone, embraced by both organized capital and organized labor, repurposed the city as a tool of total control and social conditioning. Instead of existence, there was work. Instead of leisure, consumption. In a sense, the manufactured spaces that surround us become a self-perpetuating trap, self-fulfilling, and reinforcing the economic imperatives that govern a society. Which is not to say that capitalism is the only matrix that can create such a trap, but with its proponents often proclaiming it a model of cultural, social, and economic freedom, it is perhaps one of the most difficult to see. In response to this, Debord and his contemporaries developed the theory of derive, or drift. The process encourages you to move through the urban environment with complete disregard for the imposed boundaries of the surrounding man and increasingly corporate-made environment. To give an example, De Bord cites the case of a friend who moved through the Harz region of Germany while blindly following the directions of a map of London. To move through the landscape in such a way becomes a transgressive and even political act that challenges our moral convictions and preconceptions, while also, in a sense, revealing the ghosts of the city's past and exposing the fallacy of tradition. As for the ghosts of Stocksbridge Bypass, if it is on the boundaries between worlds that we will find them, what coincidence that the very land the bypass is constructed on was too a boundary of sorts. In fact, the word Sheffield, the borough in which Stocksbridge lies, is thought by some to be derived from the Old English shed or sheath, meaning boundary. Roughly 1400 years ago, the area of Sheffield lay along the border between the two Anglo-Saxon worlds of Northumbria and Mercia. It was 50 miles or so further to the north, at a place called Cock Beck, that King Penda of Mercia is thought to have been slain at the Battle of the Whinweed in 655. Penda's death at the hands of Oswic of Bernicia and the Northumbrians marked not only the end of the Kingdom of Mercia, but also sounded the death knell for English paganism, later to be replaced by the conformity of a new invented tradition. For those more familiar with the folk horror genre than Middle Age British history, you may recognise King Penda from David Rudkin's extraordinary TV play, Penda's Fen. First broadcast in 1974, this challenging and unsettling story charts the perceptual awakening of its central character, Stephen Franklin. The priggish and conservative Stephen finds his moral certainties steadily undone by the emergence of a series of undeniable inner truths. The final rupture occurring on the morning of his 18th birthday, when he discovers he is not quite the pure Englishman he had previously thought. Rudkin's play is at base a fierce rejection of imposed ideologies, in particular the myths of nationhood and the many ways in which the truth of the world can become hidden and unnaturally distorted over time. As such, it seemed a fitting place with which to draw season 2 of Unexplained to a close. An opportunity to remind ourselves that for all those that would seek to impose the fallacy of tradition upon us, that claim orthodoxy over truth, we need only listen to the ghosts that saturate the land we walk upon, to see that never has tradition been fixed, that heritage is not pure, but mongrel. As King Penda says to the newly awoken Stephen at the close of Rudkin's play, "Be secret, child, be strange, dark, true, impure and dissonant. Cherish our flame." If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to show your appreciation, you can now help support us by going to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at UnexplainedPod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video any time between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.